BBC, this is Frank Gellar here, recording just outside Chile, while I do back from Chile, on Friday morning, June the 16th, during a barrage which is being laid down to prepare the way for an infantry attack on a...
The reports by Frank Gillard in France, Richard Dimbleby over Berlin, and dispatches by other members of the BBC's war reporting unit gave BBC Radio News a reputation for professionalism and integrity unrivaled by any other broadcasting organisation.
The bombers of the main force are now streaming in above and below us. As we drive steadily over Cologne in a dead level straight line, the German flak is winking and flashing.
These films, by the way, of the correspondents in action, were made for the cinema audiences of the day. But even without the pictures, the reports and the radio bulletins that went with them were dramatic enough.
The BBC Home and Forces program. This is Bruce Belfridge.
By the end of the war, 10, 12 million people at a time were tuning in their radios at 9 o'clock, almost as a matter of course. The television newsreel began in 1948, pretty much on the lines of the cinema newsreel, and the program was an instant success with the viewers.
In Paris, they're now displaying the autumn fashions. Jack in the Box is apparently out of date, and Jill in the Box appears to show...